Blog Talk Radio.
I am welcome to the MikeSpirit.fm with me, your host, Mike Davis. On this special show with the skeptics and believers, 19 years ago I heard a voice saying, "Watch the knife." A few minutes later, I got stabbed. And just before this point, I was a skeptic. After hearing that voice, not only did it bring my awareness to the life after death, but it awakened me to discover my ability to link to the spirit world. We all have an opinion, but are we strong enough to look at the opinions of other people's? Do we have the courage of our pioneers, like Helen Duncan, a lady that was force-fed, starved, and imprisoned for what she believed in? And that was all because of the skeptical mind. With me today, not only do I have fellow co-workers, but I have international mediums. Myself, my good friend Elizabeth Lee Crowther, and Nick Humphreys. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Mike. Nice to join you again.
Well, thank you for joining in. And I must say hello to Nick as well. And it's a little bit of a surprise here for you, Elizabeth, because Nick is going to be, well, not going to be, he is a new host here on MikeSpirit FM. Hi, Nick.
Oh, that's Hi, wonderful.
Mike. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, congratulations, Nick, on becoming a new host. And I'll listen into your show with great interest.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm even more nervous.
And a wonderful thing. Elizabeth is a fantastic guest to have on.
Okay.
Not sharing details with you. No, I will.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm always looking for guests on my show as well, Nick. So we can work it between each other, I'm sure.
Superb, absolutely.
Okay, well, as you know, guys, this is a special show. It's a skeptics and believers show. And, you know, it's the first time for me to run a show like this on Mike Spirit FM. And I hope it's going to be, well, I know it's going to be interesting because we have two wonderful guests with us tonight from Third Eye Paranormal. And that's Frank Humphreys and David, and I'm going to get his last name wrong, is it Ennis?
Ennis, E-double-N-I-S.
Okay, welcome Dave and welcome Frank. Frank.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Nice to speak to you this evening.
Well, thank you for coming on and being a part of the show. I know, first things first, before we get into any debates, and you know, I want to make this point perfectly clear, we're not here to have an argument.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? I've got my boxing gloves on.
I just had mine taken off me.
Oh, God. Yeah, Mike, as you were saying, sorry, yeah?
No, we're certainly not here to have an argument. We're here to put our opinions across and to have our say, I suppose, you know.
Right.
I know between the three mediums, you've almost got like 80 years experience between the three of us. Plus, I've got somebody in the studio with me who's a trainee medium with at least 3 years experience upon her journey into spiritism as well. So, you know, between us all, I think that we'll be quite qualified to answer any questions that you have or want to put in front of us. But first things first, let me talk to you about Third Eye Paranormal. Tell me, what is Third Eye Paranormal?
Right, this is Frank. Yeah, Third Eye Paranormal Investigations is a team from the northwest of England. We are here to convince the public that spirits don't exist. That's myself and Dave. And we also have another two members of the team who are Julie Humphreys and Anthony Keeling, that they're trying to prove to us that there is such a thing as life after death. That's basically who we are and what we're doing. We actually were about to take two members of the public on an investigation, one being a believer, the other being a skeptic, and they're going to do battle in front of the cameras.
So I you know, I've seen a little of this one because I know I've done an interview with your medium, actually, Wayne Isaacs.
All right, on that occasion, yeah.
And, you know, I did watch a little bit of that filming that you've done. And a few of the members of the team was one of them thought they was touched, playing with their hair. How do you kind of...
Sorry, Mike, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm not sure what you mean by that. On the last investigation, right?
The one I've seen on, I think it was on YouTube, I actually watched it.
Okay, yeah, that would have been a pilot investigation that we'd done at a location up in Cumbria. One of the believers in the team felt she was having her hair touched. Now, obviously... We get this all the time with the believers. There's always things happening to the believers. With the skeptics, nothing seems to happen. Now, we're trying
Come in there, just ask you a question on that? So, if this would be that these are the believers that's having touches, feeling sensations, and so on and so forth, so what is your personal opinion, and Dave as well, what is your opinion on that? Do you think that they are nuts? Do you think that they are just seeing it because they want to see it? Do you think it's because... You tell me, you know, I don't want to put any words into your mind. Why do you think they were touched and nobody else?
Hello, Mike. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
The reason I think they thought of being touched is because, like, believers, they tend to... Well, believe, you know, is the main thing. You read about things, you visit an old building, and straight away all kinds of images, pictures come through their heads. And I have them talking to me on numerous occasions about, you know, thought I seen something over there, I thought I felt this. And I said, well, it's no good thinking, you've either, you have felt it or you haven't felt it. And like a few of them have said to me, like, I felt like a draft around my legs, and I've asked them what they thought it was. And through other mediums, they've said to them it could have been an animal, it could have been, you know, the floor level in the building has changed. Do you know what I mean?
But what I'm asking, Dave, is what is your opinion?
In my opinion, there's not there. I mean, after all the investigations we've done, I haven't come up with anything that makes me scratch my head. You know, it's...
Okay, I mean, I can obviously give you a point on that, which I'm not going to do just yet. The question I'm asking is, do you think that they are just making it up? Do you think it's...
Yeah, I think it's a figment of the imagination. I mean, when you're in a building like that... You get all kinds of feelings that come over you. I myself, you know, I go into a thing and I look at the building and straight away I'm looking at the history of the building and I'm thinking about how things was in that present time, maybe the 17th, 16th century. But, like, believers come over and they say all kinds of, like, things that, you know, you can't really understand. You're trying to pinpoint what they've actually felt and they can't tell. They just say, I just had a sensation in the room. Now, you know, I go into a room and my hair stands up back in my head, but I don't necessarily think it's a spirit.
Yeah, I understand what Dave's saying, Mike. If you ask me, you know, if you put a believer in a dark room and you say to them, right, there's a spirit in that room and all hell's going to break loose, then I'll guarantee whether they go in with a camera or go in without a camera, they're going to come out and say they've had the best experience of their life. If you do that with a skeptic, the skeptic will come out very, how can I put it? They will say, no, I didn't feel a thing. Nothing really happened. And this is what we're saying. It's a thought that's being implanted into the believer. And they tend to really, you know, they believe in everything that they're getting told. And, you know, we want to put a little bit of reality, a bit of normality back into the believer. And we want them to understand that there is other explanations for what they're feeling.
So, okay, Frank, can I just cut in there, Mike, very quickly? Frank, the place in Cumbria that you did this pilot show, what was it called? What place did you film
it
at?
Elizabeth Rice, we don't do shows. Ours are investigations. It was a pilot investigation, yeah? Can I just say, if anyone's listening, right, daylight paranormal investigations are what we call ourselves. We investigate. We're not a show. We're not a TV show.
Okay.
If you see us on TV, we are an investigation, not a show.
Mike, can I just come in with a point, please?
Yes.
Sorry, Elizabeth. Elizabeth will say it.
What I wanted to ask was, what was the venue? What was the place that you actually did this investigation in Cumbria?
Right. This was called the Eden Hall Country Hotel.
The Eagle Hall Country Hotel.
Eden Hall Country Hotel in Penrith in Cumbria, yeah.
Okay. And what always fascinates me about people who are very sceptical and they're trying to prove that there is no existence of the afterlife,
right,
is
why would you bother?
Why do you bother? I don't know what your motivation would be. That's always something that fascinates me, is where's your motivation coming from to get involved?
Well, it's about myself. This all started with myself and my wife. We lost a child back in 2007. And my wife said that she could feel the child around her, and, you know, she was having all kinds of experiences. So, you know, basically, that's how we started. But I said to my wife, Julie, is that we'll go on a paranormal investigation, and I want to prove to you that the baby's gone. She's not here. And Julie was so, you know, she was distraught, baby, and she couldn't believe in that the baby had gone. I wanted to prove to her that the baby had gone, and that was no more. Now, it may sound absolutely horrendous for me to say such a thing to my own wife, but that's how we started. That's where Third Eye Paranormal Investigations became. It was myself and my wife going to paranormal investigations, paying all kinds of silly money to prove to my wife that our child was no more. Now,
Mark, can I just cut in here for a second?
Yeah, go on.
Just as an idea, okay? Spirit are an energy, okay? Now, the difference between a skeptic and a believer is that a believer will go in open-minded to it all, okay? Therefore, it would make it easier for that spirit to use up energy to come and either touch our face or make a noise or make it go cold or warm or whatever it is, really. Whereas with a skeptic, they put in up a barrier straight away, so spirit really aren't going to come forward and try and even to attempt to make itself known to them, because they're going to use up more energy.
I have to disagree with you, Nick, because I have seen skeptics.
I totally agree with you there, Nick.
Does that mean everybody who sees a spirit is a believer?
No.
No, but everybody who sees spirits is open to the idea that actually we do exist into the spirit world.
You know, there's a question I've been dying to ask you Frank and Dave. You're kind of saying that you are skeptical and skeptical of the mind of life after death. Yeah, is that what you're skeptical about?
Right. What we're here to do, we're here to prove that what these believers are experiencing is not paranormal.
Okay. Okay. So I think that we may have got it mixed up a little bit.
Okay.
So it's an investigation, is what you are skeptical about. So are you skeptical about mediums in general as well, like myself, like Elizabeth, and like Nick, that we are able to communicate with those that's passed on before us?
Right. You want me to tell you that you're a fraud and a fake? I'm not going to say that.
He's not saying that at all.
What I'm asking you is that at what point are you skeptical about? Are you skeptical about the average ordinary person, then, if you like, going into an investigation that doesn't get touched? Are you skeptical about an investigation?
No. What we are, right? This is what we are. We take members of the public, yeah? We take one skeptic and one believer. We take them to a location that is reportedly haunted or, you know, all kinds of whatever you say goes on there. We've given them the chance to prove to each other whether or not spirits exist, yeah? We do we are sceptical, but we guide the public, right? We're not, see, the Third Eye Paranormal Investigations is not about the team, right? We are about the public. What we do, right, although you're having a conversation with me and Dave about our scepticism, when it comes down to our investigations, it's nothing to do with me and Dave. It's mainly the whole investigation is based around the members of the public. We're there as guidance for them. What I'm saying to everybody is that, yes, we are sceptical. Yes, there is nothing that has been proven to me after all the investigations that I've been on. All I have seen is various different paranormal groups having to charge extortionate prices to the members of the public, nothing to do with the paranormal groups. This is more to do with the locations that they have to. The location has these groups being charged stupid amounts of money for members of the public, then have to pay that money to run around thinking that they're seeing all kinds of spirits. That's why we're here. That's why we're on this station this evening. We need to get our point across of who we are and what our objective is. And, you know, that's basically it. If you want to ask me any other questions, Mike, then fair enough. But as far as myself and Dave and our scepticism, yes, there has been occasions in my life where I've had head-scratching situations, but it's still nothing to prove to me that what experiences I've had are paranormal.
But the question I asked you, though, Frank, was, are you a skeptic on all levels or just paranormal?
I am. My mind is not closed to the fact that ghosts do or do not exist. That is not what my objective is, to take members of the public and let them have their own chance to to draw battle. Yeah. Myself,
is have you got the mind of being skeptical on all levels, or are you open minded to some other things as well?
Right. I can't answer that question. What I can say is that I'm skeptical because, as far as the paranormal is concerned, there has been nothing to convince me. Okay.
Isn't paranormal investigations a game of pot luck? Because not every site you go to is going to have spirit activity on the night you particularly choose to go there.
Well, I've been to some of the most, reportedly the most paranormal places in the country, being just the UK. And there's been nothing to convince me. And yet there is thousands of people running around the country screaming and shouting that these places are full of spirits of the past.
Well, Frank, I'd like to say, firstly, I'm very sorry to hear about your loss. I think that is a terrible ordeal that you've gone through, and I fully appreciate where you're at on that. I do think, with some of your comments about the public going on investigations and it's very expensive, I totally agree. I think a lot of these things are ridiculously expensive. Myself, I have worked and done paranormal investigations, but the only ones I've done have been for charity, because I don't believe in scaremongering people, and two, I don't believe that the right way to prove the existence of the afterlife is through a paranormal investigation. I think that should be done through a very good medium on a one-to-one sitting. And I think that, you know, if you're sceptical after you've had a one-to-one sitting with maybe more than one medium, then I think, you know, that would be fair comment. But I think you've got to try things from different angles and go and see mediums, because as part of my job role that I've found is to bring comfort to those people that are grieving for their loved ones, that are bereaved, that are going through difficulties because of a recent loss or however long ago they lost a loved one. And that led me on to actually doing a lot of counselling training as well. And, you know, as a well-renowned medium, I take my role extremely seriously. I would not for one minute ever take money from somebody who wasn't entirely satisfied with the service that I have given them. I price my readings at a level which I believe is affordable for most people. And I think that really to be completely open-minded on this one is that you've got to try and experience things from lots of different angles, not just going into a haunted house that's reputedly a haunted house, because I think a lot of people have jumped onto that bandwagon where they've set up a paranormal group. You know, in all due respect, I've worked with a lot of people, so I don't think I'm talking out of turn here when I say some of them don't know what they're doing. And they're allowing members of the public in. Members of the public are looking to be scared. That's part of the thrill. Sometimes they get in a little bit over the head. And unfortunately, I've seen it time and time again where these things are conducted by people who aren't necessarily good mediums or really know what they're doing. Some of them just think that they want to be have a big ego and want to get somewhere very, very quick in all of this. And really, to be a good medium, you have to have a good grounding, you have to have worked for a long time and gained an awful lot of experience. So my question really would be, Frank, have you had a one-to-one sitting with a well-respected medium who's got a good reputation?
Cost me too much.
Okay.
No. Seriously, right? No, that is not. That's not something I will ever be looking to do. Yeah. Although, you know, I'm a skeptic, right? And a medium's not going to tell me anything that, you know, a medium can tell me anything that's already been. It's not gonna make me think, you know, wow, that's the best person in the world. You know, that's not the way forward for me. For some people, I understand, but I do respect your decision to give the members of the public who are hurting and who have lost loved ones the guidance, as it be. But for me, no, that is definitely not something that I would like, and it's not something that I would experience. It's not something that I'd even go for.
Frank, there is another way you can do this, okay, which won't cost you anything, bar a donation, and that is to actually visit one of your local spiritualist churches.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that. That's not for me to do. Listen, right, that is not for me to do, right? This is not about me. This is about the Third Eye Paranormal Investigation Team giving members of the public a free investigation, right? A chance to take them to the TV screens. We have a lot to do and a lot to give for the public, right? We've never charged a member of the public ever, and we never ever will, yeah? What we do is we do off our own backs in order to help the public, yeah, and
no,
give them
I accept that. I accept that. What I'm saying is that you're a skeptic, yet you're not willing to, have a reading, or, you know, by either a professional medium.
Why does someone tell me that's something that's already been, Nick? Why do I want someone to tell me something that's already been? I already know what's been. So someone telling me what's been is not going to give me any help at all.
Well, no, obviously, no. For you, maybe not. But to a lot of people, and many people, they need they need answers, comfort, knowing that their loved ones are still there.
Well, if then people come with Third Eye Paranormal Investigations and give us the chance, right, to guide them to the right way of thinking, then that is down to the members of the public to do.
Well, you're saying that's the right way of thinking. Obviously, everybody's got their own opinion, and that needs to be respected. I mean, I'm very honest in anything that I say and anything that I do, and therefore what I put to you, and I please don't take offence at this, Frank, is that, you know, you've readily admitted that your motivation for setting up your paranormal investigation group was the unfortunate loss of your daughter. And what very much comes across to me is that your way, maybe, of channeling your upset, anger and grief is being done through your investigation process with your group, because the way that you portray it is almost of somebody who's very angry and quite cross about things. And to me, it's almost like that is where your grief is being vented.
Well, I've been this way all my life, yeah. Whether I've lost a child or not, I was like this prior to the loss of my child, and I'll always be like this, yeah. That is just the nature of who I am. I talk with a passion. Sorry?
Let me throw something else in here, because I know that my producer, Robert. Robert, are you there with us?
Yeah, I am.
I know, Robert, that you used to be a part of a paranormal team. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. Basically, I'm. I'll tell you guys right now. I am, and I can get this guy on here in split second. I'm one of the biggest skeptics. I'm probably more skeptic than you guys are. And for very...
No, you don't.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. You have... Don't judge me. I don't judge you. Okay? Fair enough?
I agree.
Okay. All right. I'm one of the biggest skeptics on Earth, okay? I don't believe in Bigfoot, okay? I don't believe in UFOs. I believe in UFOs more than I believe in Bigfoots, if you want to put it that way. The spiritual world, and what Elizabeth told me right off the bat was one of the first things. I am a father who lost a child to. I lost a child. I had my child die in my arms, okay? Literally die in my arms. And I was, I tell you, right at that pivotal point in my life, I didn't believe in God. I can't believe that God would allow this to happen to a couple like us. I was angry. I was pissed. I was beyond that, okay? I've been like this for good 25, almost 30 years, all right? So in my opinion, what you're saying, okay, being... To say to someone that you're going to show them what is right, you can't do that because you...
No, I didn't. Right.
Technically, you don't know what is right or wrong because you really cannot prove that there's an afterlife or if there's not an afterlife. You cannot prove it just because you don't get the power of... What's that called? The power of... Where you could take someone, look at them across the room, and they're looking right at your eyes, and you go point to your nose, and take and rub your nose real lightly and say, I'm tickling your nose to that person. That person will itch their nose.
I just have.
Okay.
Power of suggestion.
There you go. Power of suggestion. That is one of the things that I know for a fact. Okay? I feel, I go into old buildings sometimes, and I feel something brush up against my hair. Is that paranormal? I don't know if it's paranormal, but if a paranormal investigator told me it was paranormal, I would be skeptical. I'd say, okay, well, I got news for you. Okay, guys. when I produce, I own a radio station, a web development company, okay? I don't have time to play games, okay? I make money. This is how I make my money, okay? I know that there's a lot of paranormal teams out there that do not charge to go into people's homes and do paranormal investigations. As a matter of fact, I know a lot of them that don't. And the ones that do, shame on them, okay? Plain and simple. When you're talking about mediums, all right, when I first met Mike, I was very skeptical. I still sometimes linger skepticism in my mind because, and as a matter of fact, I brought this up to Mike and Elizabeth a couple weeks ago during one of our shows. And people have a tendency to listen, and here it is in a nutshell. Here's how I look at it. Mike wasn't even the one that really did the reading on me. It was another person that did a reading on me. And... this person did not know me. I never talked during the whole show. I actually came in like I just did now. You don't hear me talk very often. This person knew a few things. They hit it on the nose. Now, was it coincidental? I can accept that it was coincidental. But I didn't ever told that person they were right or wrong. So I just kept let the person go. Person knew that I had a bum knee. Knew how I hurt my knee, and even, I would say name the date. Now, how could that person possibly have known that? If you could tell me, that person knew, didn't even know my name, didn't know where I come from, didn't even know I was going to be on the show. You tell me how that person did that. Now, just remember, you guys, both of you guys, just remember, I didn't talk. I didn't say yes, yes. Oh, my God, you got it right. I didn't say that. I just kept my mouth shut. Let the person talk. At the end of the thing, I said, you're pretty close. And I kept it at that. But behind the scenes, I was like, how the hell did he know that? explain it.
What you're really describing, Rob, is that you've had your own experience. And I think that you can speak from that experience because you have got no other explanation other than that, that medium had either channeled a spirit or talked to your spirit guides, you know. So you've experienced it for you.
Or it was the devil or whatever, I don't know. But when I'm asking Francis and Frank and the other guy, Dave, I think is his name, explain that to me, because I'm not a person that takes crap and I believe crap. Believe me, I'm like I said, I'm probably as skeptical as you guys are. So
well,
you
that
explain
comes
it.
Video, but I'll have done explain, doesn't it?
What's that?
Like, I've been with Fran on investigations, and he was in Bodmerton Castle, and I was standing by a door. And it was open. And Fran said to me, make sure that door doesn't shut. And I said, why? He said, I'm just saying, just make sure the door doesn't shut. And I went, why would you say that? He said, I don't know. And a couple of days after, when we were reviewing the footage, we heard a loud growl. Exactly when Fran said, don't shut the door over. Or stand by the door. We just heard a loud growl. Now, we can't explain that. There was only me and Fran there. The other rest of the group was the other end of the building. And the next day, we looked at it and we thought, well, it could be anything. I mean, the tapes was brand new, so it wasn't like an old tape where it had come through. It was new tapes. But, you know, it was a big place. It echoed a lot. It could have been anything. But, you know, I wouldn't categorically say it was a ghost or it was a spirit. I'd just say it comes under the umbrella of the unexplained.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask Rob a question? Rob, do you feel comfort from what you've been told by, was it a medium that told you this, of course, yeah?
Yeah, and comfort, no, it didn't comfort me. What it did is it just went, I went, uh-oh.
Well, it must give you some sort of peace of mind or comfort to be told such a thing, and you had no explanation for what you'd experienced.
No, actually, what it did do is it gave me basically one step. To step up one step and say, is there something here I'm missing? Is there something that I believe, and one of the things I do believe is I believe in God.
Okay.
So I believe in God.
Okay.
I believe that God, there are people that maybe have been blessed or are on this earth, but, you know, in the Bible, if you read the Bible, God says that we're supposed to not have anything to do with people who can see the afterworld or see whatever. It's, you know, and so I'm confused in that part. But no, it didn't give me any kind of comfort, because what it made me is, like I said, it made me step up one step and say, maybe there's something here. Except for before, I'd say, these guys are all on crack. You know, that's how...
Hey, Rob, so I just want to butt in there. You just touched on a very small subject there about God. You just mentioned God and the Bible and stuff that's in the Bible. I just want to throw a question over to Frank, and that question is, do you actually believe in God?
Sorry, Nick, say that again, sorry.
Rob was just touching on a subject about the Bible and God, and my question to you is, do you believe in God?
I can't tell you what I believe in at the moment. I really haven't got an answer for what I believe in. I've had a lot of experiences in my life, whether of course through God or through my own being. I just can't say to you that I believe in anything at the moment. Don't ask me why that is.
Even though there's been a lot of debate about God, whether it is a God or not, but do you believe in anything like heaven and hell?
Again, I can't answer that question either. What I can say, right, is that I'm not here about heaven and hell or God or anything. I'm here about paranormal investigation stream, conducting paranormal investigations.
It was a simple question about God, because obviously the answer would have been, yes, I believe in God. Well, where's the proof with God? That was where I was going to come to.
Yes, I understand, if no, but what I'm saying is you're asking me the question, and I just haven't got an answer for that question.
Okay, fair enough.
I think for our own God, we just say what happens in the future to ourselves. We get up in the morning, we know where we're going to go, where we're not going to go. I mean, I don't believe in God. I've never believed in God. I don't believe in spirits. But I do believe that if other people believe in them, they've got a right to find out if it's true or if it isn't true. And all we do is just give them the tools.
See, now, Nick, that's Dave. Now, Dave's a skeptic like myself, and so is okay. Rob. That's three different opinions from three skeptics, yeah? You never, you know, and the same with believers. You can ask the believers the same question. You'll get three different questions from three different people.
But what is actually going to change your mind? What is it you're looking for that's actually going to go, do you know what?
I'm looking to actually see a full-blown apparition or a voice in my ear or something, you know, that I can relate to. I mean, getting brushed against, no, I'm not impressed with that, or wind or...
Because I know that we're talking about Third Eye Paranormal, and I respect that, but you're saying that you want to hear a voice in your ear. You want to see something, a full apparition, okay? Then, in my opinion, and this is just
that is Dave's suggestion. Yeah,
that's
not
my
right.
opinion. That's my opinion.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, right, to see something like that, you're going about it all the wrong way, okay? Now you're going out on investigations. And I know Nick and Elizabeth and myself has been investigational mediums in the past, and we still are. At some level, but you know, I got in these investigations, and I quite sometimes think to myself, you know, let's take any haunted building or claimed to be haunted. Then, if the spirit of that was in that place or claims to be in that place, if they want to be investigated, then don't you think that they would come out and show everybody an apparition of themselves? Don't you think that they would come and whisper in everybody's ear? We kind of go in there with a mind that allows the believer, if you like, the believer will sense things, will pick up on things, like a brushing past them and so on. If that spirit wanted to be found out, investigated, whatever you want to call it, then they would. The reason why that we have so many investigational teams is because that obviously that spirit doesn't want to be investigated.
Mm.
So going out there,
but how come you can walk into a room and well, not necessarily you, but other mediums who have had experience with
it. The word medium is to mediate. Okay, the word medium is to mediate.
Yeah.
From one thing to another.
Just
like at the minute,
yeah.
We are on radio. That's medium.
So can I ask you a question? We're all made up of the same material, if I'm right. Why is it that you can see something and others can't?
Let me finish off, Frank, first of what I was saying there. Okay,
sorry to interrupt.
Medium is mediate, okay? And that's all we are, is the in-between bit. Now, we are all made up of the same material, yes. Some of us are have an ability. We're not all meant to be the same. Can you imagine if we was all the same? Life would be
yeah, I understand.
I'm not as ugly looking as you, Mike. No, I couldn't understand that.
But I've met people who have got a strong belief, like yourself, in the afterlife, obviously, because, you know, you channel through and speak to people, don't you?
No, see, this is where the skeptic gets it wrong. And, you know, it's always going to be wrong in the skeptic's mind because we don't sit there and channel out
a shit. Wrong
no, can I just say this, right? Sorry, Dave, right? Can I just say this, right? No, it's not the case. We took a member of the public who was a skeptic on an investigation to a location in North Wales, yeah? We've since interviewed this skeptic, yeah, who was totally closed down to any paranormal activity, if that's the word to use, at all. That member of the public now is her name is Danielle Fitton. You may be able to get her on Facebook, yeah? She was part of the investigation as a member of the public. This young lady is now a total believer from her own experiences. This was someone who wouldn't dare attempt to believe in the paranormal. If you watch the investigation that we've done on Information TV channel on the 10th of December 2011, you would have seen this young lady's reaction as the investigation played out, yeah? Now, since the investigation, since she's watched the footage, she is now a total believer. So as far as skeptics being totally closed to the fact that spirits are going to exist, then...
I didn't see that they were totally closed. I said this is where the skeptics get from. But this opinion that we sit there and have someone to come through.
The dog,
Danny, sorry, Mike.
What we allow our minds, if you like, our senses to be open and allow the spirit world, if they want to come through, to come through. It's not that we are calling up on anyone, and this is where we get it wrong in investigations, not mediums. This is what I'm saying, this is where we get it wrong, because we're expecting for something to happen because it's been claimed that something's happened in a building before. So that we kind of go there to think that we're going to see some floating lady that goes by because somebody else has seen it. And when you don't see it, that's where the skepticism comes into it, because you haven't seen what other people see. We're all individuals. We're all kind of unique in our own in our own little way. We're all different. We're not meant to experience the same things. We're not the same in general life.
Yeah, can I just ask Rob what he thinks about that, what you've just said now?
About what he just said?
About what Mike just said, yeah? Sorry if you were listening, sorry.
Well, yeah, there's a lot I could say. The thing about it is his point in this thing is that I see his point very vividly. It's like he's not going in there to basically go in there to see what other people have seen. He's going in there, and if he could walk into a place that's been haunted and whatever, he might not be able to pull anything in there. He's expected to do that. And when you're expected to go in there and walk into a room and stuff like that.
You mean as a skeptic, you mean reportedly haunted, not
right,
actually
right.
Haunted.
Let's just say reportedly. Let's just say that.
Okay.
You know what? I respect that, yes. And with that being said, you know, it's just like when you're sitting in a room that everybody says is haunted. I don't care who you are. You can be a skeptic or a believer. There's going to be a thought in your mind that something is going to happen. You might.
I agree.
It's power. What did I say about the note?
Power of suggestion.
Right, and that's to me. That's a big thing. Now you take mediums. You pull them out of that equation, okay? Now, I've heard a lot of mediums. I sit here on this other end. I do a lot of shows with them. And there are a few, not just on Mike's show, but I've done it on other radio shows as well. There are some people that shouldn't even be allowed to be doing what they're doing. Because
I agree with you there.
Uh-huh.
I agree. Yeah, I do agree with that. See, now, if let's say, for instance, mediums are right, just let's say hypothetically that they're right. There is so many that are not right that shouldn't even be involved in what's going on, who are quite literally taking money from these honest, hardworking members of the public who are looking to search for their loved ones. And there's so many mediums that are out there that are causing absolute anarchy. Now, if there's a lot of mediums that are right, let's say hypothetically, is it not about time that Mike should be doing another radio show in order to get these people on and maybe expose them? If Mike says that everything he says is true and he believes solely in what his abilities are?
Okay.
It really doesn't seem like a very strong argument to me, Frank, on that one, because
be both,
I think in any profession, unfortunately, where mediums are concerned, it's not regulated, and that is a shortfall. And I think that any medium that is worth their salt wouldn't have a problem that if it was regulated in some way, and I think should be. But I think with any profession, you're always going to get good people in that profession. You're always going to get not so good people, and you're always going to get bad people. I mean, look at the building trade, for instance, which Mike, I'm sure, can tell you about, where there's even programs on TV like Cowboy Builders and DIY SOS, you know. So people do get exposed, and I think that in the medium, you know, profession, people get exposed, and rightly so. But you can't tar everybody with the same brush, and you can't use that as a convincing argument to get your point across, because there are people who work as mediums and psychics that do a really, really, really good job a meaningful job, and it can turn people's lives around. I've had them sat in front of me where their loved one, I can give you an example of somebody's son who was killed in Afghanistan. And if they hadn't have come for a reading, they really felt that there was no hope for them. They were almost ready to throw the towel in and end their own life.
People, I know, it's a loss that they've lost, and I solely, you know, my heart aches for them people too, yeah? But sometimes these people have to be strong. Like, I was strong. I'm a skeptic. I still don't believe in the paranormal. I still don't believe in the afterlife, yeah? And I'm being very strong about that. My grief has been, it's been a terrible role for me, yeah? Now, you know, if a medium would have come to me 3 or 4 years ago and said, listen, you know, your child's safe in heaven or wherever, I wouldn't have believed a word, right? It's down to me to cope with my own grief. I don't need someone to come along and tell me how to cope with my grief.
Well, that's
my opinion.
No,
can I just tell you a quick story?
But a lot of people do need that to get them through, and everybody's got different coping mechanisms, and everybody's needs are different. I do continually hear from you that you're very sort of narrow-minded on this, where you are right, and
Frank, can I just tell you a story? I will shorten it down as quickly as possible. I go to churches and I offer my service. Churches, okay. And on this particular night, we had a congregation of about 46. It was standing room only, and this one spirit came through. And to be honest, if I had seen him alive today, I would have been scared because he was built like it was a big bloke. Let's just put it that way. And he came through purely just to pass a message on to his little girls that he'd left behind because he was killed tragically in an accident. And he said to me. Standing next to me, he said, I want to give everybody in this congregation something that I never knew existed. And that was love, unconditional love. And with me, he came very close to me, and through me, he filled the whole room with unconditional love. And I tell you, there were people, men and women, at the back of the congregation, pulling out tissues and hankies, crying, because they could feel it. They could absolutely feel this whole power that he was bringing through. How can you explain that?
Well, to be honest with you, I weren't there.
I know you weren't there. I know you weren't there.
And obviously, if I weren't there, I didn't feel anything. And, you know, Third Eye Paranormal Investigations, I'll say it again, is about taking people and giving them the chance to be there, right? This is, we have a young lady who was a skeptic. She wouldn't have believed no matter what you'd have said to her, no matter what, who you was or where you were from or no matter what. Now you could go to this young lady, you could tell her exactly what you thought your channeling would brought through a great-great-granddad. She would believe everything you say today. 6 months ago, she wouldn't have believed a word you said. To me, Third Eye Paranormal Investigations has changed the life of one individual, albeit she is now on the believer's side of thinking. That's what Third Eye are about, yeah? I didn't plan for that investigation to go either way. I knew that something would come out of what we'd done, and you know this is exactly what the outcome was. Maybe on the next investigation, two different members of the public, two different ways of thinking, and we're getting involved in two totally new people's lives who we don't even know who they are today, and we will not know until the coming weeks. And you never know, one could be listening now or maybe both. But what we will do is we will definitely change their lives, whether it be for the better, we don't know. That the decision will be down to them at the end of the day. What we're doing is, I'm reverting back to Third Eye Paranormal Investigation because we are a new team, we're a new way of thinking, yeah? We are bringing something to the paranormal world that has never been there before. We have a lot to give, and we're going to do this on the TV screens, whether people like it or not. Whether it's the big screen, the big silver screen, that's not what we're looking for. We're not bothered. What we are bothered about is giving the members of the public their chance, yeah? And that's what Third Eye Paranormal Investigations are all about, okay? I may sound aggressive in my tone. That's not aggression, that's passion, okay, Elizabeth? Sorry if I offend you in any way at all.
I respect your decision. I really do, and I respect what you say. But, you know, you must have that equal respect for us as well. I know that I've got Jude with me in the studio, and Jude wants to...
If I didn't have respect for mediums, I wouldn't have one on our investigation.
Okay, no, that's fine. As I said, I've got Jude with me, who's been a training medium for the last 3 years, going on seven years around there. Jude, do you want to come on there?
Can I just say, right, if the likes of Jude, who Third Eye Paranormal Investigations will be heading for in the future, if we get the public vote and the public see something new in Third Eye Paranormal Investigations, then the likes of Jude, yeah, hold tight, because we will be coming for yourself and a lot of your colleagues.
Can I just ask, I think, talking about your investigations earlier, to publicly known haunted places, have you been anywhere that's not, you know, public, like that's unexpected?
A place that's never been reported as being haunted, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, Eden Hall Country Hotel has never been investigated by anybody until we arrived at that location. Okay. Does that answer your question at all?
Well, has it been reportedly haunted, you know, as word gets round?
No. Now, what may happen is that now that Third Eye Paranormal Investigations have been there, you may now see paranormal groups heading for this location. If you go
to... But what Judith is trying to say there to you, Frank, I don't mean to butt in, but what Judith is trying to say to you is that, you know, if you're going into a building that hasn't been any activity or hasn't been reported, why don't you try it from a different angle, you know? And it would be good, I think, for Third Eye Paranormal, whether it be into, like, somebody's home that they would want you to investigate, then that way it's not put in anybody's mind of what has been heard, felt, seen, or anything in the past, or anything that's going to go on in the future. Maybe more of a private thing, because that...
We have a lot to do, Mike. Yeah, we have a lot to do over the coming years. Yeah, we will not go. So let me put it to you like this, right? We will not go any further if the public don't want us to. Yeah, we're here for the public. We're here to give them, you know, another option. We're not saying that we're going to conquer the world. We're not saying everyone's right and everyone's wrong. What we're doing is we're giving the public their chance, right? Without them having to pay money to visit various different investigation locations, should I say, yeah? Now, that's not against these paranormal groups. There's a lovely lady by the name of Anne Clark who runs Ghost Seekers Paranormal. This lady takes people on investigations, and from what I know, I've not known the lady for that long, but this lady does exactly, you know, she charges people because that is what, you know, the venues are charging the investigation teams. You know, without losing track of what I'm saying, I'd just like to say that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're here for the public. We're here to do a job, a service, yeah? And that's basically all I have to say on that.
And exactly the same as what we, as in me, Elizabeth and Nick, are here to do a service for the public. And neither of us charge anything extortionate, maybe just our expenses. I know that myself and Nick and Elizabeth have done things that cost us. I know it was only a couple of weeks ago that we went I travelled up to Elizabeth from Wales up to Dudley, free of charge. I put my own petrol in, paid my own bridge tolls to go back, just to give a service back. So, you know, really, we should be kind of singing off the same hymn sheet, really. Because
right, I'll tell you a little story about a well-known paranormal investigation group, right? I'm not going to mention no names, but myself and a friend of mine went on an investigation a couple of years ago with this well-known, and I mean really well-known, group that operates throughout England, yeah? When I arrived at the location, I knew the price was £30 per person for the investigation. So I arrived and I placed £120 on the table and I said, it's £60. The lady come back to me and said, yes, that's fine, thank you very much, and took the £120, yeah? Now, Well, you tell me, right, if the likes of these people, if this is a well-known and a well-orchestrated paranormal group, I'm not going to mention any names whatsoever, would they took £120 when the investigation for two people was only £60, right? These are the leaders. These are people who are leading the way in the paranormal world for our members of the public to go chasing after, maybe for a bit of fright, maybe for a bit of fun, but at a heavy cost.
And again, you know, let's not tile everyone with the same brush here.
Absolutely,
you know?
I was just about to say the same.
Exactly, Nick. And we're all here for a reason. You know, that reason for me, and I know for you know, the other two of my fellow co-workers, Nick and Elizabeth, we're not in this to rip anyone off. We give more than we could ever receive, the three of us. So let's not tile us all with the same brush.
I actually do probably one or two charity events each month.
Exactly. So, the same as me, Nick. You know, we're all, you know, even this radio show, you know, it's not that I earn anything. I'm giving. And that's something that, you know, we must remember. We're not all the same. All here just to make a quick...
No. I understand that. Sorry, don't take that the wrong way. I'm just telling you the story about, you know, I'm just thinking of the members of the public. Yeah, I may sound like I'm playing a violin here for the public. I'm not, right? We're here as a
but
team.
But across, though, you know, that you have this perception that all investigation teams are there to bring... the general public in, taking their money and let them run riots. If you went to any reputable, and I will say that with the conviction of my heart, with any reputable team, paranormal team, with any reputable medium, as Elizabeth quite rightly pointed out.
Well, I did, and this was one of the mediums that have actually been on TV. Was part of this group, and to be honest with you,
Frank, did you take this matter up with them? Because obviously you'd set out to trick them in some way.
You put the
money on the counter.
I did not set out to trick anybody. That is not what I'm here for. Can you take that thought out of your mind, please?
It sounds to me like it was a misunderstanding.
Right. It was a misunderstanding, Nick. Well done. Can I just say
£20?
Listen, Nick, thank you very much. It was a misunderstanding, and it was a misunderstanding on my behalf because I thought the investigation was £60 each, yeah? But what I'm saying is the lady didn't say to me it was only £30 each. So, Elizabeth, sorry,
Did you question it, Frank? Did you not question it? Any logical
question? I didn't question it at the time because, to be honest with you, I weren't thinking straight, Nick, yeah? And more fool me. I'm one of these people where if it's my fault, then stupid me, kick myself, yeah? I'm telling you the story. This will never go public because this was my fault, yeah? And the lady in question may have took the money in absolute mind just herself.
But Frank, you've just made it public.
No, Elizabeth, no. Say that again, Mike.
I said you've just made it public because you've announced it live on air.
Yes, I haven't mentioned the name.
That's right.
Well, in all, you know, let's get this into context here. This group
are
not actually on air to defend themselves.
Yeah, they can't defend themselves.
You know, it is hearsay, really, because they're not here to have their say. I mean, it could be lots of different scenarios. It could be that this lady was, you know, lady genuinely didn't realise, or it could be she'd, you know...
Hold on now, we're not...
This lady... Right, can I just say, right, I haven't tricked anybody.
Go ahead.
I am not that kind of, I am a gentleman. I am here for the members of the public, yeah? I am stating my fact across to you now, right? I haven't tricked anybody, yeah? That is not what we're here for, right? Can you please take that out of your mind, right? That's like saying, you don't trust anything I say at the moment. Well, and that's like me saying, I don't trust anything you say. We're not here to have a go at each other. We're here to have a discussion. I've just made a comment about a paranormal group. I was making it generally. I wouldn't say something live on air unless I was true to my word, yeah?
Yeah, I think we're going off the subject here, really.
I think that we should go to a short break and give us all a chance of a few minutes and maybe gather our thoughts. But what I want to do something different. When we come back after this break, I want to open up the phone lines, even though it's when the five of us can talk amongst each other. And, you know, personally, I think
six.
We will never... Six, I do apologise, Frank, you are right. You know, I don't think the six of us will ever... bring a balance between any of us. Only the balance of that, you know, you respect us and we will respect you. But,
well,
you know,
said,
I want to open up the phone lines when we come back. Because, you know, if there is people, and I want to open up the phone lines for everything and anything, okay? I don't want you just to come in just to say about whether you've had a good experience or a bad experience. I want you to call in, and please do so. There's a Skype button. If you listen to if you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, there's a Skype button. And if you hit that Skype button, it's free if you're calling through your Skype. If not, then you need to call 760-283-4611. Hang on a minute, Frank. If you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Frank, let me go to that break and we'll come right back to you.
Okay.
And we'll be back straight after this.
Like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Thank you, man.
Understand now why you came this way.
Thank you.
while, come back, or if you've just tuned in, I know it's a Saturday, not a Sunday, where you would normally hear the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. It's a Saturday, and it's a special show. It's a special Skeptic Believer show. I know that we have our producer, Robert, with us, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, Nick Humphreys, David Enns, and we also have Frank Humphreys with us. Hi, all guys.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah,
hello. Good, good. And Robert is last in line, but he's still there. Okay, so I know that we was chatting a little earlier on, and a few of us got our opinions across, and it's nice to hear other people's opinions. But I know I want to say one thing, and I'm sure that the rest of the mediums that's with me tonight will say the same things, and they do say the same things. You know, every time that David and Frank, every time I do a demonstration, a public demonstration, I always say, I'm not here to prove to anyone anything. I'm here to give you a demonstration of what I can or maybe cannot do, because that way, I cannot guarantee any communication. I cannot guarantee that the spirit world is going to use me as a channel. That's where the medium, the bit in between, comes into it, because, you know, we cannot command or demand of the spirit world. It's entirely up to them. And that's exactly what I was trying to say through the point of investigations. If we only allow ourselves to be a channel, and if they want to use us, then what gives us the right to try and investigate something that doesn't want to be investigated in the beginning? So that's why I feel that some skeptics feel nothing. Some believers will feel something because they are in tune with a sensitive side, whether it be clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, transfiguration, whichever way that we work. The list is endless. Before we go into many more discussions, I want to tell you a little bit about where Spiritism started, how it became about. I know Spiritism started with us from the beginning of time. Okay, let's not be illusioned by this. But what we portray now, modern Spiritism, dates back to 1848, back in America, back in Hydesville, of where there's two young children called the Fox Sisters. And these two young children, they heard voices, rappings, and tappings. And when they went to investigate what they was hearing, they heard a voice of a gentleman saying, "I'm buried down in the cellar walls." As you can imagine, back in them days, the whole village gathered together to prove these two youngsters wrong. And let me tell you, they was age 7 and age 8. And they convinced their father to knock the walls down in the cellar so that he could say to them, "Look, there's no one there." Exactly what you're saying to me now. Sorry, what you were saying to me earlier, you know, that you're there to prove that there's not. The whole village gathered together and they knocked this wall down. And there was a body laying there, exactly the way that these two youngsters described it. As I said, age 7 and age 8. Back in them days, it was classed as witchcraft. You would be imprisoned for calling yourself a medium. You would be burnt at the stick to even be associated with the word medium. But after time, and as I briefly spoke about Helen Duncan earlier on, a lady that went to prison because she shouted from the rooftops that she's a medium and she believes in life after death. These kind of bars were lifted because she proved to the higher courts that she can communicate with something. That something being the spirit world. So this is a documented thing. We are now a recognized religion, science, philosophy. And I think that if we could only take this back to the days of the Fox Sisters, before the investigations come out, before all these mediums would come, and as you quite rightly said, some of them are worth a salt, not for me to judge an opinion, but if we could only take it back to the original communications, then we wouldn't even be having this show today about skeptics and believers. We'd be having a show today, it's whether that you understand of the spirit world or not. It wouldn't be that we have 3,000 investigation teams, even more, maybe 10,000 in just Wales or even over the UK. You wouldn't have 10,000 mediums running around, because it would be something that you would have to sit for years and years and years to develop. Today, mediumship is totally different to how it used to be. And believe you me, it's not scripted. Something is not given to us on an A4 piece of paper. I know I've sat here for many times doing communication on the radio and, you know, on a different network as well, on local radio stations around me. I've been dealing with radio for the past maybe 7 or 8 years. And I know that I've had callers, and I know that Robert, the producer, will back me up here. I have a caller that comes in online that could be from Florida 1 minute, Canada the next minute. I haven't got a clue who they are until the producer, Robert, types me a name. And Robert, can you come in here and just clarify this with me?
I'm here. I'm clarifying it.
All you do is type a name to me, isn't it?
That's right.
And you know,
believe me, I don't like talking to these women. Just so you know.
I bet you do, Robert.
you guys would be terrified at what I have to deal with. I mean, we're because these women.
Let's not go into this, Robert. We're live on it.
Hang on a minute, but you know what, Mike? If you get into road rage, you know what? How you deal with these ladies in those situations?
Well, like, we heard a little bit about that earlier on, Elizabeth, didn't we? Let's not go there either. but, you know, what I'm trying to say to you here, Frank and Dave, is that, you know, I respect you being skeptical. And you are, I absolutely love skeptical people coming to my show, especially on a public demonstration. Not for me to convince you, far from the word, because really, in hindsight, I don't really want to convince anyone. Because all I'm doing is giving of myself to be a channel to the spirit world and allow them to use me in whichever way, shape, or form that they want to. And but if and I'm saying if with a big if, because I know it's never going to happen. If you called into my show and you spoke to my producer, Robert, and you said, my name is Frank and I'm from the UK, that's all the question he would ask you. Okay? And then within a few minutes or whatever that he said to you next, or even in fact, I didn't even know how Robert does it. All I know is I have a name. Sometimes he does it just to wind me up. He types in a name that I don't understand, and we have a bit of a joke about it. But just say that you were the next person in line, and I said, hi, Frank, and give you communication of your daughter. Would you then tell me that I'm still completely wrong, or would you say that I'm intrigued with something?
You're telling me something that's already been, I'm not interested. If it's already been, there's nothing you can convince me with, yeah? If it's something that's been on this planet and had anything to do with my life, then it's not on that he's going to tell me that's going to convince me, because it's already been. If
so
it's
why
been
are you investigating?
Pardon?
Why are you investigating it? If it's already been, it's not, you know, nothing to do with you or anything like that, why are you investigating it?
No. No, we're talking about something totally different. Nick. We're talking about a reading for me, from Mike saying if he give my name to Robert, then Robert would be able to tell me something about myself. And I said if it's already been with regard to me, him giving me a reading or anything, then I'm not interested. That's my answer to Mike.
No,
sorry.
No, no.
Is that right, Frank?
It's a hypothetical question, Frank. Of what I'm asking you, if you called in and I said if in a big word because it wouldn't happen because you're that skeptical that you wouldn't want to, and I respect that. But if you did and I give you perfect communication of somebody that has passed on, that would be a family member like your mum, your dad, your auntie, or whoever came through, would you accept or would you like kind of think, how on earth does he know that?
No, because it's not a, listen, right, it's not about Frank Humphreys. This is not about Frank Humphreys, yeah? This is about K-Dai Paranormal Investigations, right?
Right, the point
myself personally, right, you can give me all the crap you want to give me about what's happened in my life, and it would be a load of crap, most of it, apart from various different points in my life. But there's nothing that anybody can tell me about my life that I don't already know. Yeah, whether they come along and say me 15th father was this, that, and the other, it's not going to convince me anything, no, because it's something that's been, right? Third Eye Paranormal Investigations, right? This is not about Frank Humphreys. It's not about Dave Ennis. This is about Third Eye Paranormal Investigations, right? We keep losing the track and going back to us as individuals. let's move forward and talk about what we're trying to do. Yeah? It's not about me personally, right? It's, you know, we have people who we are taking. You need to understand, right, what we're doing. And again, I keep sort of repeating myself. I feel like I'm going round and round in a tumble dryer. What it is, right, is that Third Eye Paranormal Investigations are taking two members of the public under the guidance of two skeptics and two believers who are the team, yeah? We are trying to get the public involved and giving them their own opportunity to see whether or not there is life after death, right? Now, these people who are coming along are getting to having life-changing experiences, yeah? This is not, let's not make this about Frank Humphries and David Ennis. Let's talk about the Third Eye Paranormal Investigation Team and what our objectives are, why we want to take people to locations, why we want to give the people their chance to investigate and to understand the paranormal for themselves.
I would like to
interject. What are you trying to hope to achieve from that then, Frank?
Say again, sorry.
What are you trying to achieve? What is the goal?
Well, the goal is that we have some fantastic evidence of, well, not evidence as such, but we have some fantastic ideas which are given new thoughts into the paranormal world, giving people another direction, another view, another point of view. Yeah, that is what Third Eye Paranormal Investigations are about. We can't disclose too much about what we're about to do because that is solely why we want to get to the big screen and give people our opinion as and when our investigations are aired throughout each episode. Is everyone with me?
Yeah, I'm listening here, and it sounds to me like you're really not trying to change anybody's minds. You're just giving them a different direction to how to look at it.
Well said. Thank you very much for that. And I hope a lot of other people listening and understand exactly what you've just said, because you just hit the nail on the head, Rob, and that's fantastic.
You're trying to discredit, really. You're just trying to have people look at things in a different light, like... You know, it's like you're not trying to attack a psychic or a medium.
No, never,
because we wouldn't involve psychics mediums to join the investigation.
Right, and see, so there has to be some kind of credibility on your guys' part to know that it doesn't matter how skeptic you are, there has to be some kind of credibility.
People need to know that Third Eye Paranormal Investigation Team have something extra for the public, and this may even help all mediums, right, involved in the paranormal world at the moment. This paranormal business has been going round and round in circles for way too long now. People are coming up with the same, and dare I say it, crap sometimes, yeah, over and over again. Mm-hmm. We've got some new stuff. We've got some new ways of thinking. We're going to come in with some fantastic stuff, not only for the public, not only for the mediums, but also for the paranormal teams as well, throughout the UK, throughout Europe, America, and the rest of the world, if they are listening, yeah? We've got some new stuff, and we want to share this with you. We can't share it on the internet, on YouTube and stuff like that. We need to get to the big screen, right? We get to the big screen, you'll see exactly what I mean. And I will never eat my words. And everyone listening today, yeah, you can see me on a live audience studio debate. And you can ask me the same. You can record what we're saying now. Ask me the same question. And I'll say, look, these are the reasons why I spoke on that day. I did on the 23rd of January 2012. Now, this is what we're about. I told you back then, and I'm showing you today. And that's exactly what Third Eye is about.
Well, my biggest thing is I told you earlier that I have a opportunity to listen to various different mediums and psychics and paranormal teams from all over the world. I'm probably one of the few people who you're ever going to meet that knows this business in and out, and I'm not too fond of it, but I do know one thing about this. I've been working with a lot of these people for quite some time now. And I've seen some good things that these people do. Now, let's set aside skepticism, or if it's real, if it's not. But what I do see, okay, is I see a lot of people out there sometimes. It doesn't matter if you believe it or I believe it. It doesn't matter. It's that person.
Well said.
If I had a person like that when my little girl died in my arms, you know, just to give me one glimmer of happiness at that pivotal moment, I probably would have had a different view on life the rest of my life.
Frank, I've got a question here, Frank, for you, if you don't mind. Sorry to butt into you, Rob.
I'm sorry. I do apologize, Rob, as well. Sorry.
The question to you, Mike, is if you're saying that the Third Eye Paranormal team have got new stuff, but you need to get to the big screen, does this mean that actually you've got stuff and evidence that actually could mean that you are starting to believe?
Even disbelieve?
No, it's not until, you see, what we're doing is we're taking people on, you know, I can't really give too much away, Nick, I do apologise, right, and that is just the nature of Third Eye Paranormal Investigations, yeah, we can't give too much away at the moment, we have a lot of stuff to give, and that is like, you know, it's the carrot in front of the donkey kind of thing, but sorry, I just can't answer that for you at this moment in time. We want the public to come with us and give us the opportunity to show them something new in the paranormal world. You must agree with me now that, you know, the road has been is short, and we're sure to come to a crossroads, and nobody knows which way to go. Yeah, and there's been too many people conned, too many people smoke screened, and all the rest of it. We want to give them the real thing back, and it's not about me. And there's plenty of other people out there that want to do the same thing. Yeah. We want to give them our opinion.
Okay, and again, you know, I respect other people's opinions. And again, you know, I know that it's not about Mike Davis or Frank Humphreys, far from the word. But, you know, I respect other people's decisions and all that we ask. I suppose, but specifically me, that respect ours. And, you know, when you're saying that, showing them the truth, you're not really respecting our opinions there, because you believe it's the truth.
That's not what they're doing at all. They're not saying that they're disrespect. They're not believing you. They're not saying that they're telling your listeners that not to believe you. What they're doing is they have nothing against any kind of a medium per se. But what they're doing is they're showing these people how to look at things in a different way. Like, you're helping people, okay? Here it is. You're helping these people. They're not against you. They're not trying to say, we're going to prove this guy to be a fraud. That's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to show alternative methods how to find out if this stuff is real or is someone pulling your chain. I mean,
the fact is that Mike's absolutely right. But, you know, that's why we do the investigation. He could be proved wrong, he could be proved right. We've got nothing against mediums or psychics or whatever. I mean, they could be right. We could be going up the wrong road. But we just keep doing it because one day we are going to get an answer. And with some of the things that we've come up with in the past, you know, things are looking okay.
But the way I perceive it, Dave and Frank, and let me just clarify that this is correct. Are you looking to kind of disprove other paranormal groups? Because
it just
sounds like some of the groups that you've encountered that you don't agree with the way that they are working or the way that they are handling the public.
Some groups out there that are fantastic. It really is. Some groups out there are fantastic. And there's a lot of groups that are just not. It's just a money-orientated thing for them. But like I'd like to reiterate, at the end of this, it could be that the mediums are spot on. We've got it wrong. You know what I mean? I'm prepared to look at it that way. And I'm also prepared to look at it that we could be wrong. It could be just voices in their head. I know it sounds silly. And there's no evidence for that. But it's just another way of looking at it. I mean, until we conduct further investigations, and come up with new ideas, we're not really going to find an answer here.
And and that right there is very sad. That's very well said.
That's why it's the unexplained.
Right, right. Well, the one of the biggest things is everybody's like, I call it on guard right now. They're like, going, hey, you know, you're trying to know that's not exactly what it is. But like I said, I have been around this for a long time now, okay? And I see the good that people are doing for other people. Regardless if these people are believing it or not, I see the amount of phone calls that come in. I see the amount of people that they talk to. I see how they do it. I know exactly. I know that sometimes they're not always really close, but they're close enough to give those people, some of these people, closure or give them some information.
Give them comfort, yes.
One more day of confidence in my life. Okay, now let's set aside the mediums and the psychics and all these other people. Let's bring in the paranormal teams. All they're going out there and doing, okay, is looking for Casper the Ghost. Okay, they're looking for somebody. They're trying to find something. The paranormal teams that are out there right now, I think, are a bunch of crap heads, because what they're doing is they're making it harder for the real true people who are out there trying to do something, trying to do the right investigations, trying to use the science, and trying to do things right, just like possibly what you're trying to do. You're trying to go there and say, hey, is there a ghost here? Slap me up alongside the face. If you don't get slapped, you're saying, well, there's no ghost here. Well, no, that's not how it goes. We know that you know, God has told us that there's life after death. But what God didn't tell us is how we perceive them. So the biggest thing is, in my opinion is, okay, when I have to give credit, where credit's due, the mediums, I believe, and believe me, I'm a very huge skeptic, I believe that there is something there. And that's what's made me kind of look at what's going on with the paranormal things. Are they actually finding these? Maybe not. Maybe it's a coincidental thing. But
right, and that's a superb way of looking at things, Rob, right? But what I've got to say, right, is that not all paranormal groups say, sorry, this is where sometimes you disagree as skeptics, yeah? I disagree with Dave a lot on things, right? But I will not say that all paranormal groups, and I'm sure you didn't mean it that way, but and you did correct yourself, I think, is that all paranormal groups are not out there looking for a Casper-shaped ghost or nothing like that, or spirit. These people are out there, and they really, they've had a lot of loss in their own lives, and they, you know, that's the reason for them getting involved in the paranormal. Now, some do take it to the extreme, and some turn it into an adventure. What people have to understand is that it's not an adventure, it's not about the fun, it's a serious subject. There is a lot of serious people out there who are looking for answers because, one, they fear death. Why they do, we don't know, because we're not all built the same. Two, they have lost loved ones, and they really do feel the need to find connection. There is an endless list there somewhere, which I'm not going to go into, but, you know, it's not just about one or two teams running around looking for Casper. There is many teams looking for Casper. There is many teams looking for an answer.
Yeah, but a lot of these teams are making it bad for the others.
I agree, definitely. Okay. That's the same with the mediums.
If I can just cut in there, you know, that's exactly what Beth touched upon earlier with mediums as well, you know. And this is something that, you know, we all agree upon. And like I just said when we come back after the break, if we could only rewind what we once had, then it would be a totally different picture that we would be seeing right now.
But Mike, can I tell you that if only we can take you forward and show you what we have to give, then maybe this will give people another insight on how the paranormal is working. We're not saying we're gonna steal the show, and, you know, we're not the Albert Einsteins, you know, in the paranormal world. But we've got something for you in the future that may change the way of thinking for many of people. Now, that is a bold statement, but that is exactly how my mind thinks and the way we're moving forward and what we have to give in the future. We will only do this when we're given the backing of the public, yeah? If they give us the chance, then why not? Why not give a team a chance? I've seen paranormal investigation shows on the TV, and they've been given a chance, and they're not, you know, fully based around reality.
And they haven't come up with any answers.
And they're still in that short road, on the crossroads, because they've still not come with anything. And these are people who've been involved in the paranormal world for plenty of years. Why not give us a chance? Why not let's throw them in? If they do it wrong, then we'll get rid of them. You know, it's the public's choice, it's the public's vote, and that's who we want. We want to be able to gain the trust of the public. If they think we're talking a load of nonsense today, then they'll switch off and they'll never hear from Third Eye Paranormal Investigations again. That's their choice.
I want to touch upon something there, Frank, if I can, because I know that, you know, we have spoken a little bit in the past, and I know, and I want to say to everyone, you know, if you do want to harm us, go over to Third Eye Paranormal Investigations website, which is, Frank, you'll have to help me out here, it's www.thirdeyeparanormalinvestigations.com, is that right?
No, it's www.thirdeyeparanormalinvestigations.co.uk.
Okay.
Right, you can also contact us on thirdeyeinvestigations@live.co.uk. The third is 3RD. Third Eye Investigations.
I know that you're looking for people to vote on there as well. Can you just tell us
On the website, on the homepage, you have the chance to vote yes or no. Now, people who are listening, I don't want you to judge myself and Dave, because we do have other members of the team, which is Anthony Keeling. He's a believer. He's part of the team. We have Julie Humphreys, who's also a believer, who's also part of the team. We do have Graham Sismer, who is our researcher. And we also have our guest medium, Wayne Isaacs, who's also part of the team as well. The presenter, John Pickard, who again is the presenter for Third Eye Paranormal Investigations, is, basically that is the team. If you go to the homepage at www.thirdeyeparanormalinvestigations.co.uk, you'll be able to see a chance, you'll have the chance to vote yes or no as to whether you would like to see the team on TV. Again, don't judge us on this interview, judge us on what you see possibly on the next investigation, because we will be going to TV again with that investigation. Also, do a little bit of history on the team. Understand who the team are and how real we are keeping it.
Okay, well, and can people find you on Facebook there, Frank?
Yeah, you can find me at Frank Humphreys. You just type in Frank Humphreys, you'll see me. We do have a like page, that's Paranormal Investigations Team. Okay, so you can go on there as well. Any viewers that are, members of the public that are listening to your show at the moment, by all means, go ahead and like if you want to see us in the future.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to watching the next show, because I know I missed the
investigation, Mike. Investigation, sorry.
Sorry, investigation. So, I'm a little bit confused now, really. But can you tell us of what channel that's likely to be on? Because I know that the last one was on Sky Channel 668, was it?
Right. The last investigation we done was on Sky Channel 201, which is Information TV, also by the name of Showcase TV. This can also, any investigation that we do that's aired on Channel 201, Information TV or Showcase TV, can also be seen on www.information.tv.
Because I know that the second time that was aired, I was actually in the middle of a show, so I wasn't able to watch that. I know that we spoke in between the first time it was shown and the second time. But that's fine, you know, I will get to watch it, particularly through that website. And look forward to the next time that the investigation goes live. Notice I said investigation there, not show. The investigation goes live on the TV. You know, as I've said, you know, I really enjoyed hosting this show. It's been different to what we normally do, Mike Spirit on FM. You know, we're not quite over yet, but you know, let's try and get an end cap, really, because you know the last thing I want to do is to end things on a big debate and leave it there. I want to try and put like closure now down to the whole show. So for me, it's more to the point that really we've agreed to kind of disagree, really, haven't we? In my opinion, is that yours, Frank?
Say again. Sorry, Matt, I didn't catch that last bit. Sorry.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Okay, we agree to disagree.
We agree to disagree always at the moment. At the moment, yes.
Although we have got a lot of respect for you guys, you mediums out there. I mean, we know there's a few that are, you know, unsavoury, but a majority, you know.
Yeah.
We've heard good reports.
Well, thank you very much for that. Elizabeth, is that something that we're going to do right now with yourself? Agree to disagree with...
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's very good though that we can all kind of listen to each other's point of view and take it on board and not be too narrow-minded, because I think in any of this work, the whole point is to be open-minded, whether you're a skeptic or whether you're a believer, because even skeptics, they must have some kind of belief in my book, because why would they want to go and do it in the first place? Why get involved? Do you know what I mean? So there's obviously, they're inquisitive about something. So I think we're all open. Yeah, investigating. So but you've got an interest at the end of the day, or you'd be investigating something else, like watching a football match or something, you know.
You
know me so well.
But no, I think it's great that we've had this opportunity to all get together and air our views. And I think that really, hopefully, we'll all come out of it as friends. And I think that's the best way forward.
Of course. And Nick, yourself?
Yeah, really, there's really no reason, obviously, not to agree to disagree. Because at the end of the day, we could actually end up helping each other, really, So... You know, we are in respect, we are all pretty much open-minded to whatever we're doing. I'm quite happy to do that, disagree and or agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Mike, can I just say, writers, myself and Dave will be doing another radio interview. I'm not sure whether you've heard of Pete Price on Radio City 96.7. It's actually 105.9 on a Sunday evening. Myself and Dave will be doing an interview on the 1st of February 2012. Again, if anyone wants to listen into that show, then, you know, obviously you'd have another chance to hear what myself and Dave have to say.
Thank you for sharing that information there with us.
To say thanks, Rob, as well. You've been fantastic tonight as well.
Yeah,
thank you.
Cheers, Rob.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and it's nice to have Robert there because, you know, he does have a valid opinion. He really does, you know. And, you know, I like working with Rob because, as Rob quite rightfully said in the beginning, you know, biggest skeptic around. And, you know, now he thinks...
Now he's realised that me and Dave are instead.
guys, don't even light a candle to my skepticism, believe.
I hope that we all stay in touch and maybe come together maybe after your next investigation on the TV.
Can we bring boxing gloves, Mike? Is that a possibility to bring our boxing gloves?
Maybe we should just do that. You never know. it's nice to host a different show, and it's nice to bring a bit of difference, you know. But I would like to say, you know, that before I forget, really, or I have a chance, you know, I will be back live tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the usual time for the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show at 8 p.m. UK time, which is at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and my guest for that show is none other less than our wonderful Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And Elizabeth, Here's your reminder, darling, for tomorrow.
Oh, I haven't forgotten. I've got my own show at 5 o'clock on the Bridge Radio, which is a spiritual calling show. And then I've got to rush back from the studio to be on your show at 8 o'clock. So I've got lots of readings to do tomorrow. So if Frank and Dave want to listen in to any of those shows, you know, and hear the public having readings, of course, you're more than welcome.
Well, yeah, that's fantastic. Can I just say, if anyone wants to, you know, to voice our opinion on any of their radio shows, then we'd be more than happy to do so. You know, that would be fantastic. Me and Dave would love to be able to chat to you guys on your own shows, and maybe, you know, we maybe come up with some new stuff. Can I just say, Mike, as well, when I did say we're on Radio City on the 1st of February, we will be on approximately 10 p.m.
Okay. Radio City.
Yeah, a Radio City. It may be 105.9. So it's Radio City's sister station.
If people go over to Facebook and add you, Frank Humphreys, they'll be able to retrieve that all that information there, won't they?
Yeah. Also, if people go to the guest book on the Third Eye Paranormal Investigations website, they can voice their opinions there. Also, and myself, Dave, Anthony and Julie, including Graham, will be able to answer any questions, hopefully, if that's okay.
Okay, wonderful. Well, as I said, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to the next investigation that you do on the TV, and maybe come right back here to MikeSpirit.fm and maybe have another discussion later on in the year, hopefully.
Without a doubt, Mike, you've been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we'd like to
thank you. You've been really good, Mike. Thank you very much.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, really, because, you know, as I said, I do like to have.
Mike, we insist. The pleasure's all ours.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you, Dave, and Frank, for coming on, and I'll say, you know, I hope that you know, our differences are not going to put anything aside, and afterwards that we can become good friends. But I'll say thank you for coming on, and I'll say good night, and hope to chat to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Yes, good night. Peace and love, guys.
Cheers, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you, Nick. Rob, Elizabeth, young lady that came on earlier, and thank you, Mike, as well.
No problem.
Yeah, nice to meet you all.
Okay. Elizabeth, I want to thank you as well for coming in and giving us your opinion, because it is truly valid. It's nice to have, you know, even though that we're mediums, we do have differences of opinions, each and every one of us. And that's why we're individual, isn't it? So I want to thank you, Elizabeth, for coming on to the show. And Nick, we've thrown you in the deep end, really, haven't we?
You have a bit, yeah. But thank you for the pleasure of doing so.
Well, you know, there's nothing like being thrown in the deep end. I remember the first time I did my first demonstration, you know, again, I was thrown straight in at the deep end, and I was like, go and get it, you know, let's have it. And I think that that's kind of what we've done with yourself on Thursday, today. And I know that you're going to be doing a show with me very soon, which is February the 12th. It's going to be your first show really on Mike Spirit FM, doing readings with myself. And I know that your show will go live on the 28th of February at 9:30 p.m. UK time, which is 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Nick, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to tuning in and hearing more about the way that you work, particularly with trance and everything else. And I know that maybe later on in the year that Frank and Dave maybe can get involved, because I know it's not just mediumship that you do. It is just mediumship, but it's lots of different avenues, isn't it?
It is indeed, surgery and trance and so on, yeah.
Exactly, you know, so it's really interesting, loving every minute of it, and I wanted to say thank you. And I know that we're just going to go in a few seconds, but I wanted to say thank you, Robert, for coming on and, again, giving us your opinions, because, you know, without you, I wouldn't be here. So I want to thank you for all areas, Robert, not just for tonight, but thank you for being a part of MikeSpirit.fm and being a part, really, of my life. And I know that we met by some strange circumstances. I know that we was on, again, another different network that I was invited to. And, you know, we met there. And, well, the rest is history, as they say, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, it's been a road. It's been a long road. But, like, I was trying to tell these guys that that's why it's you guys are not like the only ones out there, but the journey, I tell you, it's a rough one. And I really appreciate where these guys are coming from tonight. And they made some sense to me. So, and of course you guys are always there. And I want to thank Elizabeth and for taking time, and Nick for taking the time, and I appreciate you guys. As every time I do your guys' shows, I enjoy it. It's, except for the switch
captain. I know what you're gonna say, the captain, isn't it?
Well, I'm looking forward to working with you, Mike.
The pleasure to be all ours. It really is. I think we are more excited than you, to be honest with you.
Well, Mike, like I always say, I don't have to type it today, but let's say our goodbyes and
yeah, definitely. Well, for me, and I'll finish the show as I always do. For me, it's good night from Frank, from Dave, Robert, Elizabeth, and Nick. Good night, good day, wherever you are.